ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the one who has eternally created for each and every one of us a selected partner. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the program Muslim Family you're going to listen to, inshallah. And we're speaking to you from the holy city of Qom, the heart of the Shiite center of the world of Islam, the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Looking up at the sky, searching for Allah Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Muslim Family you are listening to. I'm Fatemeh Shamali, the host of this program. We have as our expert Dr. Abbas Ali Shamali. He holds an MA in Developmental Psychology and a PhD in Culture and Values in Education from McGill University in Canada. And he has more than 12 years of experience in counseling issues regarding specifically family affairs. Dr. Shamali, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Muslim Family.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahma again. I'm ready for this program to provide you information to the best of my knowledge with regard to Muslim family.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please be ready for another discussion.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum. This is Muslim Family. I'm Fatemeh Shamali, the host of this program. This program, inshallah, will be the last program covering the topic, the criteria for spouse selection. We're talking about the major criteria which Islam considers, and we divided into two sections. First of all, the spiritual criteria, which are the most important ones, like akhlaq and taqwa, and we have to make sure that they're coming from a good family background. And then we were talking about the physical characteristics and what we have to keep in mind. And Dr. Shamali referred to some very interesting hadith in this regard. Now today, as we promised last time, and our discussion was left unfinished, we are inshallah going to talk about who not to get married to. So we talked until today about who are the right people to who are the most suitable cases. Who are the people that we should keep away from choosing as our spouse? Dr. Shamali, we're ready to hear your words.
Yeah, in according to what we are inherited from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite some advices with regard to appearance and bodily aspects, again Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you come up with the choice between bodily aspects, beauty, and religiosity, of course, you need to be able not to compromise your faith and religiosity with the beauty mm-hmm. of your spouse. لا يختار حسن وجه المرأة على حسن دينها. Try not to prefer.
Sacrifice one for the
not
other.
Not to prefer beauty for the beauty of faith.
Right. at least these are the things that we can do in order to prevent a wrong choice.
Yeah.
So A?
Try not to compromise faith for beauty.
Mm-hmm.
This is first.
So try to keep away from a woman who is beautiful but not religious.
Not religious. She's, you know, unfaithful. She's not religious. She's not pious.
Right.
She's not dedicated. Second, avoid those beautiful spouses who do not have a sound family background, who are evil wishers.
What do you mean by that?
You know, someone came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I came across someone who is very beautiful, okay,
mm-hmm.
but he's related to a very bad family in terms of faith and morality. Should I go for that? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam qama khatiban, stood up, providing the sermons. Ayyuhan nas, all the people, iyyakum wa khadra'u diman, avoid to go by beautiful flowers within
bad families,
within a polluted lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you go somewhere
because they feed
for sightseeing
polluted
and you see beautiful flowers inside the polluted
right.
lakes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, avoid flowers within the polluted lakes. Qila ya Rasulallah wa ma khadra uddiman. What do you mean by
beautiful
flowers within the polluted
lake?
Qal al mar'atu al hasna fi manbat al su. Those beautiful girls who grow up in a bad families, and by bad families means irreligious and immoral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they are like this, even if you like, if you love her, then you will be the loser at the end of the day.
Right.
The third one, you know, when Luqman says some aspects are not examinable, you are not able to examine. This is not such a case because you know the family. You have the opportunity to do search, okay?
Right.
But sometimes you're not able. For example, some women are unwise. They're not idiot. They're not stupid.
They're not mentally retarded, but they're not wise.
Mentally, they're not retarded, but they're not wise.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it? Even by psychological tests, it is almost impossible for you. Sometimes it shows that the IQ or EQ is low. You know, 5 degrees or 6 degrees or 10 degrees is low. But does it show that she is wise or unwise?
No.
Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَتَزْوِيجَ الْحَمْقَى. Avoid to marry a woman who is unwise in a way that she closes to idiot, to be the idiot or to be the stupid.
So unwise women who are close to being, they act so unwisely that you would think that they are stupid.
They're not good decision makers.
Uh-huh.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, avoid to marry these women. Why? Look at the philosophy behind. فَإِنَّ صُحْبَتَهَا بَلَاءٌ وَوَلَدُهَا ضِيَاءٌ. If you get married with such a person, then always you will be in pressure. In pain, فَإِنَّ صُحْبَتَهَا بَلَاءٌ.
Being with them and spending time with them
is losing, is pain.
Hardship, right?
Hardship. And وَلَدُهَا ضِيَاءٌ. And those who will come out of
their
this
offspring.
Woman, the offspring, are lost in terms of IQ and EQ.
So they will have retarded children.
They will have the, you know, much, much possibility for having retarded or, you know.
And the next group?
And Imam Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, said, in terms of, you know, mental aspects, that you call it unwise, okay? If this is the man who is unwise, don't worry. Go ahead. If this is the woman, avoid it. Because physiologically, unwiseship from men's side does not transfer.
Okay, but from the mother's side.
From the mother's side will transfer.
Transfer to the child.
Will be transferred.
Okay. And is there only three groups or is there another group of...
And another group. Another group is those who are not fertile or unfertile. Okay, if they are beautiful but they are not fertile, avoid. تَزَوَّجُوا بِكْرًا وَلُودًا وَلَا تَزَوَّجُوا جَمِيلَةً عَاقِرًا. If she's beautiful but she's unfertile.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to have a short break and we're going to be right back with continuing our discussion.
Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's better to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright. For the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart?
Dear listeners, this is Muslim Family. You are listening to this, inshallah, is the last program in which we are going to cover the characteristics of your spouse, or in other words, the processes that we have to consider in spouse selection. Today we're talking about who not to marry. Dr. Shamli informed us that according to the narration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have four group of women that we are suggested not to go for marriage. A beautiful women who are not pious. B, beautiful women who have grown up in bad families. And in bad families, he said that he means immoral and irreligious families. C, beautiful women who are unwise, and unwise in a sense that they make so many mistakes over and over that you would think they are close to stupidity. And the reason for this is that mentally retardedness characteristics is transferred from the mother's side and not from the father's side. And D, beautiful women who are infertile. So, Dr. Shamli, in continuation of your words about these four groups of people and the philosophy that you were saying, there was a hadith that you were going to share with us before the break.
Yeah. In terms of infertility, there are so insistence, both from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and from the infallible Imams. Someone, Imam Sadiq says that someone came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I have a cousin. She's so beautiful that I love her. And even she's very religious. Beautiful, religious, and good temper. وَلَكِنَّهَا عَاقِرٌ. But she's not fertile. Should I go by marrying her? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَزَوَّجْهَا. Don't marry such a person, despite all other aspects. So whenever you're looking for priorities, you see, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite seeing religiosity, beauty, and temper?
Because in the long run, he would want children, and so maybe, unfortunately, that love would fade away.
Again, another person came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "I have found someone who comes from a very nice family, hasabin, and very beautiful. Walakin, innaha la talid. She is not fertile. Should I go? Afa atazawwajaha? Should I go to marry her?" Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "La." He said, "No." The man went for some days and then he came back. He said, "Do you remember that I asked you about someone who was this and this and this and this? Afa atazawwajaha?" Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No." And for the third time, he came back and asked the same question. فَغَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلِهِ وَسَّلَّمُ تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودُ الْوَلُودُ. For your marriage, try to have at least two minimum conditions. Fertile, kind. These are very important. They will be the source of temper of your family.
So how do you know if someone is fertile or not?
There is a way. There is a way of doing sonography and knowing the, you know, fertility. There's a way nowadays.
So like before you want to get married, you have to have a test of fertility test?
Yes, exactly. And another simple, easy way is to look at the trend of the family.
But don't you... Okay, yeah, that's acceptable. But reasonable. Don't you think that with all of the scientific explorations of today, it's like almost... The ratio of infertility is very, very low. So, like, whatever problem you have, eventually you will be able to have children.
But, you know, compare when you have out-of-womb children and within-womb. So, it's a big difference.
Okay.
It's due to the people.
Right.
Some people prefer to have someone despite, you know, outside-womb fertility. That's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "More important for me, فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَّمِ. I will proud of the quantity of my ummah in hereafter before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So for me, this is a concern, you know, not to stop single child policy, you know, double child policy and things like that. For Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not the, you know, stop point.
But of course, we should remember that when the Prophet says that, of course, he means that children who will be his honor on the Day of Judgment. And if for example, Muslim believers have like 10 children and they can't control their upbringing and they will be non-believers. Exactly. So
this is a crime. You know, if we are putting more crime within the Muslim ummah, and the next condition for those wives whom we should avoid is beautiful but aged.
Right.
Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi said, three major things will kill you if you're not careful about. Number one, eating dried, salty meats.
Cured meat.
Yeah, cured meat. Number two, taking shower and going to the, you know, to the bathroom to take a shower while you are full with your eating.
Your stomach is full?
While your stomach is full. And third one is to get married with an aged woman. These are the three killers of the people. So try to get married with someone who is young.
All right, Dr. Shamali, thank you very much. I think the discussion was very productive, and I think this was the fourth session that we were talking about the yardsticks or scales of spouse selection. Today, we talked about who we shouldn't marry. Shortly, we said that generally Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that we should never sacrifice beauty to religiosity. So we should avoid marrying a beautiful woman who is not pious. Also, we should avoid marrying a beautiful woman who is in a bad family. And as the Prophet puts it, a beautiful flower in a poisonous lake or in a dirty lake means that a beautiful girl who is brought up in an immoral and irreligious family. Third of all, we should be careful about the intellectual status of the lady that we're marrying, because mentally retarded retardedness is transferred from the mother's side and not from the father's side. And fourth of all, fertility and the person that we're choosing to see, that they're coming from a fertile background, these are all very important. I hope that we covered as much as we could on this topic. Definitely there's so much more in the hadith, but this is as much as we could push. So we hope you enjoyed listening to our programs. At this point, I'd like to say goodbye and hope that the peace and blessings of Allah shower upon you all.
Glory be to Allah. All praise to Allah. There is no God but Allah. Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
Glory be to Allah.
Glory be to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
There is no God but Allah. Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil adhim. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar.
Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.